The first show I ever remember was Burley Show. It was run by the Pony Breeding Society. They were nearly all commoners that had forest ponies, and they used to show them. Bertie Peckham used to walk from Robin's Bush, Minstead, across to Burley Manor, leading his ponies all tied together. He'd lead one mare, and he'd have all the youngsters tied on one on the other, and he'd walk right across there. And the foals were never, ever halted. They always ran loose beside the mares. They didn't brand their foals until after the show, but quite a lot of them used to take the mare and foal down the road and pull the halter off, and they'd go back to wherever they'd come from, their haunt. Sir Barclay Piggott was the secretary of the Pony Breeding Society in those days, and his daughter Stephanie was there. They were going to brand a foal. On the showground, don't forget, you made a bran fire with a bit of wood and you put the brand in and you branded the foal before you turned it back out with the mare. And Dad had his arm round the foal's neck and Stephanie had the foal by the ears. And the foal was running backwards. And she was saying, "Hold him, Cecil, hold him, Cecil." And what did they do? They ran into the ladies' toilet, which was only a tent anyway. In those days, nobody thought anything of it. Could you imagine what would be said today? Somebody had a foal by the ears and holding on for grim death. But that was how it was done. You had just the one ring. Everything was judged in the one ring. The in-hand mares and foals, everything like that. And then you had the show jumping and the ridden ponies and the children's ponies. Of course, the Gymkhana Games, and everybody had a go. It wasn't just children, the adults, the commoners, and one time they had a wheelbarrow race. There was a chap, he stood one end with the wheelbarrow, one on the horse the other end, and he galloped up to the wheelbarrow, jumped off, sat in the wheelbarrow, held the pony by the reins while he was pushed to the other end of the showground. Well, Raymond Stickland was riding his old Sandy, and his rather large brother-in-law was in charge of the wheelbarrow. And I don't know quite what happened. They hit a hole or a bump. The wheelbarrow went upside down with Raymond underneath, and Albert Lely went over the top of that. Things like that were just hilarious. And nobody bothered. No, I mean, nobody said, "Oh dear, it's health and safety, you'll get hurt." It just happened, and if you got hurt, so be it. And then round the outside, round the perimeter, they used to hold races about 6 furlong races. But you went on a very tight circuit. I came down on one of those and didn't do myself a lot of good. But that's another story.